Focus on the Family on AM 1230 KPRL and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Sculptera Winery and Sculpture Garden. The Frankel family and staff invite you to visit their beautiful world and taste their award-winning estate wine. Open daily 10 to 5 on Lanay Road in Paso Robles.
Every single one of us in life, there's research on this. We decide or we slide into behavior.
Dana Gresh on Focus on the Family Minute.
There's really no middle ground.
Yeah.
If we have decided on January 1st, I'm going to eat healthier this year, and we write it down and we set some goals, the chances are we're going to have a better shot at it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're midway through the year and you're eating all the carbs and all the sweets like normal, it may be because you didn't pause and make a decision. The same is true of our sexual appetites. And there's long-term research that says people that in their teen years said, this is the kind of person I'd like to marry. These are some things I'd like to achieve so that I'm emotionally and maturity-wise ready before I start dating. Those people, long-term, 20, 30 years down the road, they're in much healthier relationships.
More from Dana at FamilyMinute.org.
Focus on the Family on AM 1230 KPRL and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Sculptera Winery and Sculpture Garden. The Frankel family and staff invite you to visit their beautiful world and taste their award-winning estate wine. Open daily 10 to 5 on Lanay Road in Paso Robles.
Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story, brought to you by Frontier Floors and Window Coverings at 830 21st Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-7878 or online at frontierfloors.net.
Rest of the Story. 1982, United States Open Golf. History was made. Golden Bear Jack Nicklaus is leading in the last of the last round on his way to a fifth U.S. Open victory. In fact, he was walking toward the clubhouse preparing to post his promising score. His nearest pursuer, Tom Watson, just off the 17th green, was in deep trouble. If Watson were ever to catch Nicklaus, what he needed was a birdie. But he had pulled his approach shot. He had landed left of the green in deep grass, and the hole was below his ball. It was a no-win situation. If Watson hit the ball hard enough to reach the green, it would almost certainly roll too far beyond the hole for a one-putt coming back. So Tom Watson, needing birdie and facing bogey, stepped up to the ball with his sand wedge. Now, it's on deep fringe at the edge of the green. He comes up with a sand wedge. He tells his caddy he's going to make it. Roll the ball hard into the pin and drop it in for the necessary bird. And he did. He did. Then he birdied the 18th as well to beat Jack Nicklaus and to win his first ever U.S. Open. So famous did that sand wedge on 17 become that golf enthusiasts have but to refer to the shot, and it's automatically understood that they mean that one. Now, the rest of the story. The 1982 U.S. Open was played at the notorious Pebble Beach course on the California coast. A public course, though the fees are high. You and I could sign up to play there. A lot of people eat there at the Pebble Beach dining room. Well, one night early this year, a half dozen businessmen were dining at Pebble. They were drinking Dom Perignon, discussing business, and dinner went late. 10:30-ish talk turned to golf. And someone later remembered that it was 10:45 when one of the six spontaneously suggested, hey, let's go out and play the shot. Well, you already know what the shot refers to. That almost miraculous sand wedge of Tom Watson's from the deep fringe at 17. That top speed, on target chip that golfers will be talking about for the next 100 years. And what one of these Pebble Beach diners was proposing was that the six of them go out there in the moonlight with three balls and a sand wedge over to that historic 17th green where Watson's historic shot, the shot, was hit and try to recreate it. Well, those six fellas did set out in the moonlight, but when they arrived at the 17th green, they discovered that the hole itself had been relocated, recut on the right. So the men figured out approximately where the pin had been cut for the 82 open. They placed a ball down to mark that spot, and then they began taking turns, standing where Watson had stood, reliving the magic moment, trying to make the shot. Over and over, they wedged balls onto the green, trying to strike the target ball. They kept score. It has been said the shot was a once-in-a-lifetime shot. Well, what happened that moonlight night tends to support that contention. None of the six men who sought to recreate the shot Not one of them even came close. Even though one of the six, in fact, the man who had suggested they try, was a professional golfer businessman, Tom Watson himself. That's right. The U.S. Open winner who had made the shot in the first place couldn't do it again. Oh, a little postscript, scoring by proximity of the six. Of the six who tried, Watson came in fourth, and now you know the rest of the story.
This hour of Sound Off on KPRL brought to you by Buy the Book Heating and Air, your local reliable heating and air expert. Call 805-423-5119.
238-5775. 238-KPRL. Sound Off continues on KPRL, the North County's number one choice for news, talk, and sports. This is Sound Off on the right choice, KPRL.
Welcome back to Sound Off. My name is Karen Vealey, your host on Wednesday and Thursday afternoons. I'm also an investigative reporter with Cal Coast News. Go to Cal Coast News. There is no paywall. We're talking about, I wrote an article, Paso Robles cannabis seller facing battery charges. So right after he was charged with delivering without a license, Ernest Hall, they were over there, over in the Black Oak Corridor at their building, and a couple from Fresno was thinking it was a dispensary. They were going to stop and get some product, and they're claiming that Ernest threatened them and then headbutted the husband. Ernest posted on social media that at the time he thought it was an undercover Paso Robles police officer. That part just shocked me.
Right.
He thought it's a Paso Robles police officer, so you headbutt them?
Sure, why not? That's my first initial reaction every time I see a cop.
One of the things, so now the DA is looking at, the police department looked into, there's allegations they sent threats. They left voice messages that were going to come, Grace Hall, the owner of Dubs Green Garden, said, we're going to come to Fresno and finish what we started. And there's allegations, there were threats made. There is an investigation at the district attorney's office. The charges have been sent over to the DA's office. They have not yet came out with this. But what's shocking to me, again, you have some people here in town. Sharon Roden is on the Planning Commission. She has completely supported the Halls, Ty Lewis, and this group of people. And I don't understand why you have people in government. Mayor Hammond came out and said he thought everything Ty Lewis said was correct and there was a conspiracy. He never called those that were accused of it. He just agreed with it. Never asked anybody, is this really happening? He just came out with it. And I'm just kind of surprised that they're still standing up for these people. You have a couple that is afraid for their children. In Fresno, they've gone out to major influencers, people with millions of views. The couple is afraid. They're putting out their address. They're telling people they're racist. It has become a mess. We are opening our phone lines, 805-238-5775. I don't think if somebody's beating you up, I think that comes, or somebody assaults you and is an instigator, I don't think using the N-word negates what happened. But there are people, I've had friends of mine say, well, as soon as they use that name, it put them in the wrong. How do you feel about that?
Well, I'm really not in a racial type of person, but since I've moved to Paso, I have been called you people, spick, dumb, stupid multiple times. You don't know what you're talking about. And I just look at them and say, well, let me clarify, I'm not Mexican. But go on. Yeah.
We have some callers. Welcome to Sound Off. What would you like to bring to the conversation?
Hi, good afternoon. You know, these kinds of conversations always leave me a little puzzled because I keep saying, you need to get back to square one. Where did all this start? how did all the protections of the halls and Dubs Green Garden, how did all that start? And if you really look at it hard, it starts with the protection coming directly from the city, particularly John Hammond, people like Cliff Branch, who I believe is their landlord over there, who owns their building, who has a lot of influence. And so where does all that start? I want to use the term that there's too many people involved and who have a vested interest in the hall staying in business. And when I look at it, I say to myself, if we're ever going to have a dispensary here, if we're ever going to treat this business like it's legitimate, then we need to get the crap out of the business, and halls is definitely crap. So if they're up on charges now, and hopefully, you know, both of them are, they won't be able to run their business the way they have been. But trust me, they'll find somebody else to open their business under a different name and a different entity. But again, I'll go back to go after the people who have been defending them. You know, take a look at who it is that defends them all the way. And one of those is John Hammond. And why the police have defended them, why the city has defended them, and their business license is beyond me. And we need to look at that real hard.
Without a doubt. And I think that's probably why they try to silence me so much through this entire process. There was a lot of things that we found out that still come to the surface, including the other, you know, all the things that the halls are doing. There was allegations made that they sell mushrooms and all this other stuff from other people during the last election. So I agree that getting rid of these bad apples, because you're right, in order for Paso to have a storefront, first of all, we have to make sure the new ordinances work. Okay, we need to let these new unlimited companies come in. But they ruined it, because had they handled it correctly and not gotten into bed with the wrong people, then they probably would have had their storefront right now. And I say that all the time, that they chose to do it the Slim Shady way, as I call it.
Well, and it's because it benefited them to do that, and it benefited the people who were supporting them. And again, you know, I'll go back to, oh my God, please don't tell me that anybody thinks in this wildest imagination that there isn't a great deal of underhanded and money laundering going on, which is why they've been protected for so long. And that needs to stop. If we're going to make any part of you know, selling cannabis, medical and recreational, if we're going to make it legitimate, then, you know, make it legitimate and get the riffraff and the bad apples completely out of the picture and call them accountable.
I agree with you 100%. There about a year and a half ago, I worked with someone. We took videos. They did all kinds of things they weren't supposed to. There was one time 2 years ago, they delivered with two people in the car. One was underage at least. They also, you aren't supposed to be delivering with anybody in the car. There's rules, and you can't deliver to parking lots. I saw one thing after another that violated the rules, and it appeared that, you know, the police department at the time was looking the other way. But we got another caller. Thank you very much for calling in. Welcome to Sound Off. What would you like to bring to the conversation?
Yes, the last caller is correct. Why are we defending a group of people who are obviously tainted in a lot of ways? But what's really interesting to me is the connection between Ty Lewis, who communicated with these people through another third party during an election cycle, and who, in my view, this cabal, you know, they suggested there is a conspiracy. I'm just looking at all these characters, and I look at Ty Lewis, for example, and see, this is a bad guy. This guy assaulted me, and I'm not real pleased with that to this day, that City Hall basically just had a blind eye, didn't hold him accountable. It was confirmed by a witness who was sitting right next to me during this whole altercation, and who Ty Lewis himself admitted he shouldn't have laid hands on me like he did. And then the city hall and others come to this guy's side, and then you tie in the Dubs. I mean, this mayor, in my view, is going to go down as the worst mayor this city has ever had because of his complicity and because of his connections to these very unsavory people. And it's a disgrace on the city because the people of the city are confused. They don't know who to believe or what to believe. They can't trust City Hall because what they get out of City Hall are a bunch of half-truths and outright lies. And I'm disgusted because I was physically abused by this Ty Lewis character, who, in my view, is a really, really bad man.
I will tell you, he followed me around for a year, claiming that Clive Pinder paid him to follow me, and that he's a PI, and that he would sit and stare at me, and then I sent him an email telling him to stop. And he turned me into several agencies saying he was afraid for his life because I had threatened him. I talked to one of the agencies, the head of the agency, and they said, you didn't threaten him. You did the legal way to tell him to stop doing this. But he has turned me into three different. He asked the Paso Police Department to investigate that he was afraid that I was harassing him. I've seen the man in person one time at that restaurant. But I agree with you. There are some issues. We got another caller. Thank you for calling in. Welcome to Sound Off. What would you like to bring to the conversation?
Hi, Karen. Karen, this is Glenn O'Hagan.
Hey, Glenn.
Hey,
Glenn.
Hi, Lewis. Ty Lewis is totally just not the person that he claims he is. He tried to file a restraining order against me, you know, that he didn't ever serve, which just makes it not even valid, you know, and then Tribune going over and again, you know, just playing it up with him. It's corruption at its finest.
And Glenn, that's what I was just saying. So what Ty Lewis does is somebody is critical of Ty Lewis on social media or in an article. He goes to the police department and files that I need a restraining order and I need an investigation into this person and I believe the conduct is criminal. And then he's working hand in glove with the Tribune. And the next day they call, I have one email copy of this. The next day, one of the Chloes sends over an email going, can you confirm that you were told that Karen Veeley, and I was on this one, same thing with you, that Glenn O'Hagan or Karen Veeley is that you got a request from Ty Lewis that he felt threatened. And
I mean,
it's kind of, they're making up the news.
How threatened can you really truly be when you drive up and down my block on a daily? Harassing me, you know, just slowly driving by. It's creepy as all hell.
Yes, didn't you have one time where you went out and asked him what he was doing, and he was tell that story.
Oh, yeah. So one day I go outside and break for a garden. She's driving down the street, and I actually, you know, because my neighborhood's pretty tight niched. Everybody knows everybody on the block. I go out there and I actually confront him, and I'm like, dude, what are you doing here? You know, and he was completely tanked. You could smell the booze on his breath. He's like hadn't shaved for like 3 or 4 days. You know, I could be wherever in the hell I want. And I'm thinking to myself, and then a couple of days later, filed a restraining order. He tries to file a restraining order against me.
And then you have, and the thing is, the police department doesn't serve it. But who are the officers that tried to, because the police department can't serve it, but he can ask, pay someone on the side to do it. Who were the police officers? You were out of town, but who were you told were the police officers trying to serve it?
Officer Todd Rayner, and I can't remember what the other guy's name was. I want to say Ruiz or something like that. But the way that they kept coming over, I mean, every single day, over and over and over again. And my roommate, who looks really similar to me, they would keep coming up and thinking that he was me. And every time, they'd be like, boom. I mean, I was up in Northern California almost the whole entire month.
And they went far enough. The police department tried to get charges against Glenn, and the DA sent him a letter. What did the letter say, Glenn?
I don't recall, but it's basically that, you know, that what did it say?
It said they weren't going to press charges. There wasn't any, yeah. You know, there wasn't any evidence. It was just Ty Lewis's word. And I can tell you, I have never stalked Ty Lewis, but he has followed me. I go to restaurants. He will sit near me and stare at me for literally a year and a half. The man has followed me around. And I go to the grocery store. He parks next to me. It's been, you know, it's been awful.
Hey, Glenn, I have a question.
Actually, in 2017, he came with Officer McGuire to my home and abducted my son. You know, he did, and ever since, you know, I've been trying to put it out there. But you know, anytime it gets brought up, you know, he changes the narrative to something else. But nobody stops to look at the facts. You know, Glenn must be crazy, or you know, I bought my baby with drug money in an RV. I mean, those accusations are ludicrous. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sorry, I'm not the one caught in a hot tub with somebody that wasn't my wife.
Right. that's probably, I think that's why he hates you, Karen, because you printed that picture. I say it every time.
Straight up, the truth hurts. I said, you know, and Karen, you're good at bringing up the truth.
And Glenn, you've known Ernest most of your life. So
yes,
why do you think he did all this? I mean,
for a pot license.
No.
And honestly, I think it was more Grace than Ernest.
Why do you think it was Grace?
That's just, call it a hunch. Mm-hmm. And I said, to this day, Ernest still has not even contacted me or anything. And I've known him a long time. I'm like, dude, you know, no responses when I mentioned on Facebook, anything. It's like, dude, you know, do you have anything to say for yourself? Why did you do that? You know, Ty is a bad person.
Well, and the worst,
dirty cop.
And the worst part, if I were going to be witnesses in a fraudulent workers' comp claim for Ty Lewis... I just don't understand why they've done and became so public. I mean, if I'm going to
if they can discredit you, then you're, you know, what the news said must be the truth.
Glenn, thank you very much for calling in. We're going to take a break. You're welcome. Word from our sponsors, and we'll be back with more with Linda George.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report. Stocks surged and oil prices fell on Iran deal hopes after President Trump said that he was canceling strikes on the country planned for this evening, with the president talking about a potential Iran agreement. Most all of the 11 S&P 500 sectors were higher, with tech and industrials the best performers. The Magnificent Seven big cap tech stocks were mostly higher, led by Tesla and Apple. On the economic data front, wholesale inflation for May came in hotter than expected. Producer prices rising 1.1% over the previous month and 6.5% over the past year, the largest annual gain in 3.5 years. The Dow winners, Caterpillar, Goldman Sachs, and Amgen. The Dow decliners, Microsoft, Salesforce, and Chevron. The Dow up 930 points, the Nasdaq higher by 640, S&P 500 up 127. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
I'm alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me? Success means discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us, and it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management firms in the country. If you're looking for success, surround yourself with the people who will get you there. If you're an advisor or investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Celebrate the 4th of July and America's 250th birthday with your friends, family, and neighbors at Barney Schwartz Park in Paso Robles, Saturday, July 4th, starting at 4. Enjoy the Family Fun Zone, live music by Garden Party and Steppin' Out, and a food truck zone all day long until the stunning fireworks show at dark. Parking and admission are free. So come celebrate America at Barney Schwartz Park on July 4th in Paso Robles. Find out more at prcity.com/July 4th. That's prcity.com/July and the number 4.
The Sound Off lines are open at 238-5775. 238-KPRL. The North County's listening to you on Sound Off.
Welcome back to Sound Off. My name is Karen Vealey, your host on Wednesday and Thursday afternoons. I'm here with Linda George. We're talking about the latest allegations of battery against the Paso Robles cannabis delivery company. His name is Ernest Hall. He delivers cannabis in the area and has been trying to get a license. I have a text message. Karen, didn't Mayor Hammond sell his mother's house on the golf course to Ty Lewis? Wasn't there significant renovations there while he was city manager? Did Ty Lewis actually pay for the purchase and all those renovations? I don't know if Ty Lewis paid for I believe that Ty Lewis paid for the property. It was a little bit under what I had a real estate agent. They thought it was maybe $50,000 one way. So Ty Lewis did buy that. Ty Lewis and John Hammond are very close. They were just on a vacation down at Pismo Beach. It was an RV with Sharon Roden. You had another RV with Ty Lewis and his girlfriend. And then you had John Hammond and his wife in the other RV. Oh. So they are very, very close. They do spend time together. They are close. There's some other things I think will be coming out in the future. But again, I don't know how he paid for his renovations.
Right. And Marge did confirm on social media that they sold that house at market rate. So she has confirmed hers. I call Marjorie Hammond.
She said it was market rate.
Yeah, she said it was market rate. They didn't give them a discount. So.
And, you know, what else would she say? I don't know if they had a discount. I had one person look at it and they thought it was not majorly, but about $50,000 less than it should have been. I want to bring up also on the property. Let me get a couple callers first. Welcome to Sound Off. What would you like to add to the conversation?
Everybody who has been associated with those accusations has crashed and burned. Let's not leave Pinder out of the conversation. He came out with another conspiracy theory that we tried to kick him off the air at KBC, and he was made some crying posts on his website. There was no conspiracy to kick Pinder. I checked with the FCC. They have no complaints regarding Pinder by name, and they have 3 complaints against KVEC. And I've been waiting for maybe a week and still have no response. But Pinder's part, this whole group, the Halls, Pinder, Sharon Roden got kicked out of her seat. I mean, you know, I think this is going to rightfully come back against Hammond and his handpicked successors in the election in the fall, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And I don't know, I don't know who is running for office. I don't know what that's going to be. But I do find it interesting. The Tribune did a story about, you know, remember Clive Pinder did a 1-hour show once a month on a weekend. And they did a whole article about how he had to get off because of FCC complaints. And you're telling me there weren't any. Are the reporters doing their jobs?
The Tribune, they're that's Pinder's employers. They're not going to say anything negative about him. Besides, we all know the Tribune's track record, or trash record, I could say. But, you know, I talked to KVEC, and honestly, I mean, they said they got complaints about when you call in, they get complaints. They really didn't. If anybody had complained about Pinder, they didn't make a very good case of it because, you know, they were not really aware of a lot of the things that I brought up. So at any rate, you know, I think Pinder just he put stuff out there. He has no proof for it. And then his method of defending himself is just to attack people.
I mean, it's just crazy. And I think that if there was a, you know, it's funny because I personally thought that I had sent something to the FCC, but a FOIA request didn't pull that up. So I don't know. I guess I decided it was, you know, and he says he has access to telephone conversations and stuff that went back and forth between me and KVEC. Well, then he should know that I told KVEC I'm happy with their response. You know?
First of all, let me bring something up here. That is something they're always saying. Unless they told you they wanted to record your conversation, it is actually a criminal act in California to record. I do not believe the management over there is recording conversations, and I doubt very much. I'd love to see where he's claiming this, because this is worth looking into. And remember, he also, on the air, claimed that I was hiding from warrants. Let me tell you something. I actually called the district attorney's office, and I said, you know, Clive Pender said this on a show. It was like October of last year. And I was actually laughed at. And they said, yeah, first of all, you wouldn't be hard to catch. And second of all, everybody in town would be talking if there was warrants for you. Our office doesn't have them, and I don't believe anybody has a warrant for you. But he actually said that on the air. So it's the honesty out of that, I don't know if I would really believe that someone illegally taped you at KVEC. Well, I think it's more likely Pinder's just making things up.
Let me take a page from Judge Bill Yon. I wouldn't believe Pinder if his tongue came notarized.
So anything. Speaking of tapes, I'm really glad that tape went out from Angela's Pastry, whoever, you know, however that got on the internet, because I had a conversation with Clive, and Clive said no, Ty Lewis never said that. And it's funny because I've recently I went back and listened to the tape, and he said the same thing on the Angela's Pastry that tape that he told me personally. So I don't know what to do about a guy like Pinder. Do we just ignore him, or do we continue to expose him? I don't know. I'm just, if I'm mad at anybody, you know, we tried to help the Halls. We tried to make it possible for their customers to get. He personally thanked me for helping with reverse the paid parking. And you know, he said it really increased his business when the parking was freed up. You know, as a Christian, I try to help people. I try to love them despite stuff, but I am a bit miffed at being stabbed in the back. But nobody irritates me more than Pinder, I'll tell you, because that's just dishonest journalism, and I find that really, really hard to forgive. And talk about white privilege and stuff like that. Pinder's, you know, he's fine. I can understand people saying that the Halls had a tough life, and I'm sure they did, and I'm sure that's part of the issue here. But there's no racism in Paso Robles. You, me, Linda George, Glenn O'Hagan, we all reached out to them. Michael Rivera was supportive of the. They've got nothing but love and being taken care of by the city of Paso Robles. So nobody can use the R word against North County.
Thank you very much for calling in. Welcome to Sound Off. What would you like to bring to the conversation?
Karen, when the Trib sued Chris Bausch and the city, Ty Lewis was sitting in all those areas thinking that they were going to find something against Chris Bausch. Well, guess what? Not only I knew Chris Bausch real well, and I knew he didn't do anything they were accusing him of, and as it turned out, the judge saw through the whole thing, ordered the city to pay Chris Bausch's attorney's fees and the Tribbs' attorney's fees. The city was and the city refused to represent Chris Bausch, even though he was part of the city council. So anyway, John Hammond and Ty Lewis had to eat crow over that situation.
Yes, I noticed they at the hearings for the Tribune hearings, And also at Linda George's hearings, you often had Ty Lewis, you sometimes Pinder, Sharon Roden. You had a group of people supporting each other at those. They were clearly all on the same page. And there was a, they didn't like Chris Bausch. And I was surprised they went after as many people as they did, though. Usually, if you're going to try to attack someone, if you add it, they went after everybody running for office. So Rivera, Linda George, and Glenn O'Hagan. But it, they also, again, went after Gary Lehrer, and they went after me. And I think when you put that many people into a a claim of a conspiracy, especially say that both Chris Bausch and I were hosting meetings. It was ludicrous. I hadn't even met most of these people other than being on my radio show. And I didn't go to any of the parking meetings. I didn't go to one of them. How was I hosting them? But again, I think...
Yeah, the sad thing is John Hammond and Sharon Roden both attacked Chris Bausch on the radio from the pulpit at City Council, and it was I questioned Sharon Roden about what she said about Chris Bausch, and I said, he can't talk about it. It's pending litigation, and she tried to argue with me.
And I think you might know a little bit more about that than most people. Thank you for calling in. We've got another caller. Welcome to Sound Off. What would you like to bring to the conversation?
Yeah, Karen, it's Glenn again. Hey, I just want to point out that, I said, me being not only black, but also being gay, I said, I have found nothing but positive energy from the majority of people in Paso Robles. Chris Bausch is being, I believe he's a Jehovah's Witness. Gary Lehrer being pretty
Chris Bausch is Catholic.
Catholic. Sorry. But anyways, all of them have been nothing but welcoming, kind, and helpful, and supportive of trying to, of dealing with this corruption, this heinous crap that keeps going on in Paso. This is what happens when people get appointed instead of being elected.
That's true. And that goes straight into Sharon Roden.
Yes.
Especially Sharon Roden, because, I've been convinced since she lost the election in 2024 that Planning Commission seat is a consolation prize. I have to say, after about a year, she actually conducted a Planning Commission meeting, and she did okay. But then the next,
Linda, even yourself. I mean, you reach out to help the homeless. You go out of your way to do community service that most people would never do. I mean, what do you see Ty doing? Last thing I saw when the Green Garden was somebody being hauled off in front of their place being beaten. Let's talk about white privilege. There is no such thing.
We're
in the 21st century. There isn't black. There is no white. There's just people.
Right. No, I don't disagree.
It doesn't matter. Not just one color.
True.
And for him to play the victim card, get real.
That's the only thing they know.
You haven't used the F word when we were in high school? So that's just all I wanted to say. And hey, thank you guys all for all your support. I appreciate it.
Thank you for calling in.
And, it wasn't just Sharon Roden at the what Chris Bausch is hearing. It was Joe Tirica. Clive Pinder, Sharon Roden, and then another guy I'm not familiar with. But like I mentioned, is that it's to the district attorney. If you look at all the people that trolled us, and they're all the same group. It is all the same people. The roadmap leads back to the Halls, to Aaron Oaks, to Clive Pinder, to Ty Lewis, to the Hall, all of it. The mayor, his wife. I mean, I had 7 campaign signs with stakes. Okay, I only had 7, and Marge Hammond took 3. And every time I put one down, it was gone. So it wasn't so much just that they didn't like us or Ty was trying to fight for his job. I don't even really care what it was at that point. But the fact that they coordinated such a magnificent attack, I didn't know any of you at that moment.
Did you actually catch her taking your signs?
She admitted it.
Okay.
She said someone brought them to her, and because she knew I didn't have permission. Well, I said I do business. It was a one of her strip malls. I didn't even know that she owned it, but I talked to Domino's, and I said, if you can't have it here, just call me. I'll come pick it up. And so I did report her to the police, and I got back a response that said no crime was committed. So, you know, I think that what Paso really needs to start hoping for, especially with the election coming up, is that we can get rid of the likes of this glad-handing cronyism, you know, I'm going to do this for my friend, I'm going to stick up for them, you know, come what may. One of the best things I see, you know, been sitting there in the city council chambers for 4 years now, is Mayor Hammond leaving. And I would agree he is one of the worst mayors I have ever seen, not just in Paso, but throughout the state. So I'm hoping that this new election, Paso would vote differently.
We're going to take a break, a word from our sponsors, and be back with one more segment with Linda George, one more chance to call in.
Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Do you use propane? At Delta Liquid Energy, you can pre-buy your winter propane gallons to lock in your price. Fuel prices fluctuate, so with Delta Liquid Energy, you can take advantage of potential pre-buy savings. To learn more, contact Delta Liquid Energy before June 30th. Family-owned and operated, call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online to deltaliquidenergy.com.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Do you worry about where to take your car for repairs? Who you can trust? Mike and his team at the Autobahn are a safe bet. Located in Templeton, behind the donut shop, just off Main Street. They service Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, and Audis. And the Autobahn is certified in those cars and in repairing Land Rovers, Volvos, and Mini Coopers. Call the Autobahn, 434-2200.
Welcome back to Sound Off. My name is Karen Vili, your host on Wednesday and Thursday afternoon. I'm also an investigative reporter with Cal Coast News. Go to Cal Coast News. There is no paywall. And I do want to bring up, the Halls do not, they do own that building. Let me explain. So Cliff Branch owned the building. He was trying to sell it. He ended up getting about $1 million. I haven't looked at the paperwork. I pulled the paperwork, the sale paperwork. He sold it to the Halls for about $1 million. They only put $10,000 down, And then they got a loan from an LLC. Well, I pulled up the LLC. It's got one owner, Cliff Branch. So basically, he sold them the property. It's in their name. And but with a huge loan on the property, a serious loan on the property. I just wanted to clarify that. And back in the day, I remember back when they were, you were going in the early 2025, and back when they were trying to get you not to say things about them, and you were speaking out, you would go to meetings, and you had talked to me about someone coming up and trying to get you to agree. This is when they were already suing you and trying to get a restraining order. Can you remind me what happened with that?
Sure. When the judge invoked the anti-slap, he gave the Halls 30 days to respond. About a week, Tuesday before that response was due, I was at city council, and a good-looking gentleman came up to me, and I thought, ooh, who's this guy? Anyways, after chatting with him for a minute, he ended up being the Halls business partner, and immediately I went, ugh, forget it. So I took him outside, and he asked me, what will it take for you to support the Halls? And I looked at him and I said, absolutely nothing. And he said, what? I said, nothing.
But he asked you, he wanted you to talk about what a nice couple they were and get on their side.
Well, what he said was, well, you know, they're a really nice couple. And I said, oh, really? Did you know they filed a restraining order against me? And he said, no. And I said, well, here is the packet they refused that I prepared for them. You take this home, you read it, and if you still think they're a nice couple, then call me back. So he asked me again, what will it take for you to support the Halls? You know, he's essentially asking me to flip my decision on how to speak about them on social media and stuff. So I reiterated to him, absolutely nothing. I am a person bound in ethics, and I simply can't be bought. So it was really strange because I've never met him before, and I had to actually ask people who he was. But he identified himself as the Halls, a realtor. He said they were having trouble selling the building, and come on, you know, maybe they're not good, but they're emotional. They are emotional. I mean, he was like pleading with me, like, come on. So we went to court that next week, and nobody showed up. So I emailed the court, and I said, the court told me Judge Kelly wasn't there that day. Me and Glenn O'Hagan were there, and I emailed the clerk, and the next Monday she responded, this case was dismissed. But, you know, I mean, they go very far to defame somebody, to get their way. They're willing to send people out, you know, things like that. And I've never been attempted to be bribed before, but that was really very close to it if it wasn't meant to be. And that's one of the things I told them. And I did report it to Chief Nord when it happened. And he was very good. Would you like me to investigate this? And I said, no, let me think about it for a minute. So this couple has every right to be afraid because I have been dealing with them for 2 years. They will, email, they'll say things, they'll snicker, and they get their friends to gang up on you. And I mean, I at one point during that election, I was even afraid to open my app to see what other nasty lie that they made. So I actually reached out to the couple to let them know that they can be that nasty. And I gave them copies of my restraining order hearings. So if they do have a criminal attorney or attorney representing them in this case, that he can see that there's a pattern of when you've wronged the Halls, they will attack you. There's just no mince about it. That is their MO, you know. And I remember when I left that planning commission meeting, when I called for the revocation of their license, as I got up to walk out, she said to me, you better leave.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard it was a bit contentious at City Hall.
Yes, yes. And, you know, generally these kind of people I grew up with, you know, my brother and sister would say they lived in Vadio Horseshoe, and I call it Willow Glen, San Jose. And so I've seen these type of people, and the fact that she's willing to intimidate somebody in a planning commission meeting, in a city council meeting, and then send a restraining order to a judge telling me, don't let her speak at city council meetings or planning commission meetings about our family. And that's why his response was such, you know, you're asking me to put prior restraint on something that is of public matter. And I don't know who Cliff Branch is. This is a name for me that comes up quite a bit. And I just know that he was the gentleman that was very desperate for them to have their storefront, the classic Cliff Branch 6-minute public comment. So, they did a lot. They did a lot to try to get me to be on their side. And I couldn't. I wouldn't, because they were so connected with Ty Lewis. You know, I really feel like Ty Lewis had a fraudulent workers' comp claim, and he should still be accountable for it. When they, and just so many things that they were willing to do for God knows what. And I think I said this at the last show. I just want to know what Ty said to the Halls, that they just were willing to do all this, you know, be in the paper, on social media, calling people out.
Well, in the beginning, they were trying to keep their names out of it.
Okay.
And I knew, I could tell by what was said, I knew, because they said Karen Vealey, and I had gone over and I was trying to get them to, they weren't paying their bill. They'd been advertising for 6 months or 4 months or whatever and never paid a bill. And I wanted them to pay their bill. And I went over to say something. And then while I was there, Glenn walked in. And he was actually saying how much he couldn't stand Ty Lewis. But he was really sick, and that's when I told him he didn't have to pay his bill. And he brought up that conversation. I thought, wait, that conversation happened, but not like the way you said it.
Right.
And so I knew it was them pretty early on.
Okay.
Because they talked about, they're the only people I gave free advertising to ever. Other than people that are like a friend or someone, I give them a month, or a nonprofit, I give them 2 months. But we had an agreement. There was a financial, there was money owed. He was very sick. I his eyes were yellow. He told me he had to shut the chicken place down. He was going to have surgery. I truly felt sorry for him. But they're the only people I gave free advertising. I gave a $3,000 discount to, or just free. But I actually felt sorry for him. I was trying to be... I felt sorry for them. I thought they told me they didn't know what they were going to do to feed their family.
That's what they call con artists. And funny enough, I saw their Dub Soul Food sign strapped over the casino if you could drive around to Black Oak Corner. And the first thing I said to our city manager is, why would you continue to do business with people you know are bad business people? And so I read in the comments, somebody said that was only going to be a chicken delivery. There was no going to be no in-restaurant eating. And it goes back to what the caller said. How far is the city, as well as Mayor Hammond, and how long he stays here, are they going to protect the Halls if they give them that business to open? Okay. And so when Mayor leaves in January, when whatever new mayor takes over, are they going to continue that protection? Because we all feel, after going through this conspiracy story, is that the mayor, without a doubt, is one of the people that's really continuing it. So I'm hoping that somewhere along the line that the city does stop protecting the Halls. I ask the same question.
And I'm not going to agree with you on this part. With cannabis, you have a bunch of, they have a, it's a different type of license. It's because of the controls on cannabis. But if a building is a restaurant, the city can't tell the tenant who you lease that building out to and let them open it. They can't just say, you've done things bad with other businesses, we're not going to let you open a restaurant here. That is a restaurant. And I think that they really cannot block them.
Well, I'm banking that they're going to be spending all their money on lawyer fees.
Well, that might be something that happens, and could stop it.
And that restaurant won't open.
Thank you for listening today. And Grace, thank you. Grace, can't believe I said that. Linda, thank you for coming on today.
She calls me that woman.
This hour of Sound Off was brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals across the parking lot from the movie theater in Atascadero. Honest, veteran-owned. Buy or sell precious metals with integrity. Monday through Friday, 10 to 3.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.